Our first reading for this first Sunday of Advent comes from the prophet Jeremiah. You'll find it in your Hebrew Bible on page 694. It is Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16. Hear these words. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A second reading is from the Epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians. It's found on page 192 in your pew Bible. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The gospel lesson today comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. If you're a student of the Bible, and I hope you are, you'll find it on page 80 in the New Testament of your pew Bible. This is what's known as the Little Apocalypse. It's a section of Luke where Luke is actually looking forward to the end of time, and we'll talk about a little bit more about that in the sermon. But this is Jesus speaking to his apostles. This is almost on the heels of the story we had from last week, when they're sitting over looking at the temple, and Jesus foretells the destruction of the temple, which we know, in fact, did happen. But so the apostles are kind of confused by what he's saying, and yet they listen intently as Jesus speaks. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, as difficult as it is to believe, here we are already at the first Sunday of Advent. And as you probably are aware, December 1st is this Tuesday. We are moving ever closer to Christmas and to the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, if you've been paying any attention at all these last few weeks, if you've been looking around at our culture, then surely you've seen the signs of the times all around us. It's become almost a cliche to comment with a sneer about how early our consumer culture pushes us toward the buying and acquisition of the Christmas season. You folks just lived through Black Friday. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday. And you've seen the Christmas displays in many stores since before Halloween. And likely you've heard the full-time Christmas stations like Cozy 101 or other radio stations. But you know, I got to thinking this week, especially this year in these tough economic times, you really can't fault the companies and the corporations for trying to make a buck. And I always think about all the seasonal jobs that are created because the stores are ramping up for the Christmas season. And given the hardship and the discouragement of this year with two wars going on in our world, with the H1N1 flu, with all the other bad news, it's probably okay that people are thinking about the potential happiness of this time of year. But it also got me thinking and wondering if maybe you have memories in your past about what Advent was like when you grew up. And if you'll indulge me, I want to tell you a short story about my childhood when I was a little guy growing up, because there were three things that heralded to me and to my family that Christmas was getting closer. The first of these Advent rituals, if you will, was that my mom and I always together put together our Advent wreath, kind of like the one that's on the Lord's table. We had the same wooden tray that was always the base for the Advent wreath. And we had a candle holder. So we would buy the three purple and one pink candles and put them in the candle holder in the right places. And then my mom would send me outside to our backyard. We had several fir trees, and I'd chop off some of the fir branches, and we'd intertwine those to make a wreath around our Advent candles. And then every Sunday afternoon after Mass, as many of you know, I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church, but every Sunday afternoon after we got back from church, one of the three of us kids would read the reading for that Sunday of Advent, and we'd light the appropriate candles. Exactly like the way we do here at church on Sunday. Well, the second tradition was a very special package that always came from my German grandmother, whom we called Mutti. Does anybody know German enough to know what Mutti stands for? None of you? That's surprising. But some aren't affirming it anyway. Anyway, Mutti means little mother, and that's what we called my grandmother, who was in fact born in Germany. Well, Mutti, every Advent, would send us a package. And one of the most important parts of that package to us three little kids was a box of white chocolate. Any of you had white chocolate? A few of you know, yeah, it's that special. And we grew up in Central Ohio, and this package came white chocolate from Macy's department store in New York City. This was a big deal. And it was especially a big deal because it came from that special person. Well, Mutti also, the third thing, every Advent would also send to us three kids. Each of us would get an Advent calendar. How many of you are familiar with an Advent? Okay, many of you know an Advent calendar. If you don't know it, it's a paper scene, usually of Santa and the elves or some Christmas scene. And then all over this paper scene were little tiny windows, each one numbered for the 25 days leading from December 1st up to Christmas Day. And the tradition is that every day you open one of the little doors and then you see this little picture underneath. And it moves you ever closer to Christmas. Well, I got to admit, as a little kid, the pictures were cool. Yeah, that was fine. But more important was every time you opened up another door, you got that much closer to Christmas. And at that time of year also, my parents started the play of reminding us that Santa Claus was watching everything we did. So these were the three traditions that made sense to me and helped me recognize that somebody special was coming into our lives. Well, we talk about Advent, and you might question, why do we read this little apocalypse from Luke? In fact, Richard asked me yesterday. He said, I read the lectionary readings, and I couldn't figure out what it had to do with Advent. Because think about that. You have Jesus describing to his apostles those cosmic signs that they should expect to see with the coming of the Son of Man. He talked about the sun and the moon and the stars and the distress among the nations. And Jesus was, in fact, talking about the end time, that time that we read about last week in the book of Revelation. Jesus was describing the second coming of Christ. In theological terms, it's known as the parousia, or some people say the parousia. It is the second coming of the Son of Man. So here we are, the first candle of the Advent wreath. We're preparing for the birth of Christ in that lowly birth, in that stable in Bethlehem. And yet we are also preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells his followers and all of us, now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And as we prepare ourselves to go throughout Advent, we need to remember that the kingdom of God is drawing near. So how do we do that? How do we prepare for Advent? And then at the same time, how do we prepare for those end times as described by Jesus? Well, I'm hoping if you're like me that it's not unlike that feeling of anticipation and excitement that you had when you were a little kid, when you realized that Christmas was coming. And I hope that you will feel a little bit of that sensation of being on your guard, on being on your best behavior when you know that this special person is on his way. Scripture tells us, through Jesus' words, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that they catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. There is no doubt. Jesus Christ is coming into your life. Now, I'm not saying that you'll be weighed down with drunkenness and dissipation. But I do know that a lot of us will be preoccupied with the worries of this life. And I know that a lot of us will be caught unprepared as Christmas comes closer and as Christ's second coming comes closer. We can already see the signs of the times, and it's time to get ready. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.